A word for you from Proverbs chapter 30 verses 24 and 28. There are four things which are little on the earth, but they are exceedingly wise. The spider skillfully grasps with its hands, and it is in kings' palaces. We've been looking at the four things. Firstly, the ants, then the rock badgers or the dussy, then the locusts, and now lastly, the spiders. It is strange, perhaps, that God would use these creatures, which for many are not so nice to look at, and they might be arachnophobic, they're afraid of spiders, but God wants us to take notice of something which is instinctive in it, which we humans, we children of God, need to learn from. And that is that the spider, though it is small and weak, you can crush it with your foot, and yet it is found in the poorest home and in the richest home. Here in verse 28 it says, it is found in the king's palaces. And it takes note of the fact that it skillfully is weaving its web. It's a beauty to behold. If you think of one man in the Old Testament, Joseph, he spun a web of beauty and godliness, whether he was in a prison or in a palace. God was with him, and nothing could stop that beauty and that godliness from radiating everywhere he went. Think of Paul in the New Testament. He said whether he was in abundance or in need, he was rejoicing, working for the Lord. He didn't change. He wasn't miserable or depressed because of being in want. No, he was spinning the web also of godliness and beauty. Is God able to use you to show something that is amazing, that which is little, small, despised, weak, can show great wisdom and craft, and it is the wisdom of God displayed through you, not your own wisdom? After all, these four creatures referred to here do not have their own wisdom. It is put in them by God. The instinct that is in the ant is not the same instinct that is in the badger or in the locust or in the spider. But God puts in you, child of God, his own instinct, his own nature. Make sure that you're cleansed from all sin, and let God show his beauty through you.